3 years ago today, Hurricane Katrina slammed into the Gulf Coast, causing massive devastation to the city of New Orleans. The new documentary, Katrina's Children, explores the impact of the storm and its aftermath through the drawings, eyes, and voices of kids.
We thought it was just going to be like an ordinary hurricane.
So I'm like, okay, not that bad. Your typical hurricane.
It was heading right towards New Orleans, so
my mom pulled me, so she said, we have to go, we have to go, we have to go.
I knew that a hurricane was coming, but I didn't know that I was going to flood the whole place.
Laura Belsey produced and directed the film. Erica Jackson was 9 years old when Katrina destroyed her neighborhood. She reflects on her experiences in the movie. Both spoke with NPR's Farai Chidea.
Erica, let me start with you. Where did you go to get out of the way once the city flooded?
Well, to tell you the truth, we really didn't go anywhere because my dad was still at his job and we couldn't get to him, so we weren't going to leave him. So we had to go to a two-story house on my block. But once the water really started getting high and it was going to flood the house, we just went to the convention center for about 2 weeks. We just traveled all over, really.
What was it like for you living there?
Well, I was really scared because, you know, being in an environment with different people I didn't know, and I never knew what they were thinking, and me being around them unprotected, or I was wondering if I was safe or not, stuff like that. I guess I managed to get through it.
I understand you're an artist as well. So,
yeah.
So does that help you?
Yeah, I guess so, because it lets me get my feelings out, so... You know, I say you can express your feelings doing work of arts and stuff like that. So it depends on how you're feeling. So you can write about it, draw about it, stuff like that, showing your emotions.
Laura, what brought you to do this work?
We decided to do a film completely from the point of view of children. No adults, practically. There's no voiceover. There's nobody telling us what we're seeing or what we should be thinking. It's completely from their point of view. We use their art a lot, too. Their drawings are so incredibly expressive. And yes, Erica's drawing, it was extraordinary. She just did that unprompted. She drew a face with many different facets and different colors. It became the metaphor of the movie.
What was your picture called, Erica?
All in One.
When you look at this picture, I'm going to describe it. It is all these different angles on a person who has all these different colors, two mouths, and one part has what looks like hair, the other part doesn't. And what does that mean to you?
Well, it expresses that no matter who we are, what we look like, we should all still be able to get along and have each other's back no matter what. And it's a good thing that if that happens, it'll be a great thing.
Do you think it is happening in New Orleans?
Well, yeah, it's getting closer to happening. Now you see more people hanging out with each other, standing up for each other. So even if it happens more to the world, we all have each other's back, even around the world, it'll be great.
Laura, what's the most poignant moment that you had while filming the documentary? Something that made it on camera or something that didn't make it on camera?
There were a lot of moments that were very poignant that the kids just kind of opened up. One little girl, Destiny, when she started talking about her experience at the Superdome and she started drawing, and it was like this floodgate opened and she couldn't stop talking and drawing and talking about this man, he was shot, and then this happened, and then this happened, and this, she was crying, and it was unbelievable, like a volcano of words and drawings.
You have kids of different races in this film as well. Was that something that you think helped tell the story of Katrina?
Yes, we really wanted this to be a portrait of New Orleans and all the different facets of New Orleans. And that's why Erica's drawing was so extraordinary, because it really represents the film. Because we wanted to have kids from all different walks of life, privileged, underprivileged, and everybody in between. And we tried to have the demographic kind of reflect the demographic of New Orleans, because it affected everybody, but obviously to very different degrees. And that's part of the story, too, the similarities and the differences.
Erica, why don't you tell me about your neighborhood? What was it like before Katrina?
After Katrina, a lot of people moved and won't really have anybody on our block anymore. And before, we had children, I had friends that were there. My mom had her friends there. But now, it really doesn't happen anymore because the water and stuff, people see that it's going to happen again. So they moved, and they're moving out now. So
people are still moving away?
Yeah, actually they are because, you know, since on the news it says it's hurricane season again, and it's alerts that storms are going to come, you know, like, oh, I don't want this to happen again because the first time it happened, it was too much to deal with. But the second, I think it's going to be worse. So they're moving and stuff, and they're getting scared and anxious. So basically, they're moving away again. But who knows? Maybe they'll come back if they see that it's not going to happen again. But if it does, you know, maybe we'll make it through.
Are you afraid that if you stay, something bad will happen?
Well, it depends because how bad it's going to be, but now I think that we should go if a storm happens, we should, because last time we really weren't prepared, and preparedness really has a lot to do with staying alive and stuff like that. So now if something does happen, I think we should have a plan. Everybody should have a plan to get through it so we can all be safe, and maybe if it does happen, we can come back here and live to tell a story. Different people went through different things, and some people went through worse things than others, so we can't really say if they're going to be back to normal sooner than others, so maybe we'll give it time, and time will show for itself.
Laura, what do you want this film to do in terms of leaving a footprint in the world?
Well, I think, first of all, it's really important that we talk about Katrina. For people outside of New Orleans, Katrina seems like something that happened a long time ago, 3 years. We have a very short attention span. But here, when you come down here, you just see how much still needs to be done. Katrina is something that people here live every day still. It's just part of their lives. And unless we continue a dialogue about it, things aren't going to get better. We need to talk about Katrina.
Erica, what do you see ahead for yourself? Who would you like to be as a person?
Well, I would definitely like to be looked up to by little kids, or maybe help them with experiences about if something like this happens or something bad happened in their life. I really like to talk to them. But other than that, for my future plans or anything, I would like to be a singer.
Is there any chance, do you have anything you could sing for us, though?
Well, actually, I write songs, so maybe I can sing one of my songs.
I would love that.
Okay. Awoke at night, thinking about what is right. You see, they tell me where to go. And now it's clear about what they say.
Wow. Thank you. You are such a talent.
Thanks.
Laura, Erica, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And thanks again.
That was NPR's, that was 12-year-old, actually, Erica Jackson, who's featured in the documentary Katrina's Children. We also heard from Laura Belsey, who produced and directed the film. They spoke with NPR's Farah Jadea. And one note, residents of New Orleans are preparing for another possible hurricane. Tropical storm Gustav is still in the Caribbean, but forecasters predict Gustav could make landfall along the Gulf Coast near the Big Easy as early as Monday. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff is there today monitoring developments. That's news and notes for today. Nicole Childers and Christabel Nsiabwati produced the show. Sasha Woodruff is the editor, and Kenya Young is our director. The technical director is Shireen Strausberg, Marcia Caldwell, the drive engineer. Our staff includes Farai Chidea, Roy Hurst, Jeffrey Bennett, Jeffrey Gardner, Devin Robbins, Anthea Raymond, and Zachary Slobig. To listen to the show or subscribe to the podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Next week, we'll have coverage from the GOP convention from Minnesota. Farai Chidea is there.